This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. It's Todd Lowry.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. My phone's going crazy. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Todd, are you with me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's bring up your file. All right. So here's what I've got. I've got my credit department working on your file and trying to find a solution without running your credit. I'm not a big fan of taking someone's credit and launching it into a grenade launcher and shooting it all over town. Especially important because I know what I'm competing against, and you know, I know who QuarterSpot are. I know who Funding Circle are. They have good products. They have interesting products, I guess I'd put it that way. So I should have had an answer already, but I'm going to follow up again and see where my credit department is. I know it's the end of the month, but that's really
nice. Yeah, well, I still ain't even heard from I heard Camino Financial, I guess they shopped it to two separate folks. One was Bill Strzok, one was Funding Circle.
Yeah.
Bill Strzok wouldn't do it, but wouldn't mess with it because one of the factoring company that I use on factoring.
Okay.
They won't go behind the factor, so that just X them out. So the guy's like, "Well, I'm still Funding Circle Wood," but he's never told me anything, so I don't know anything, to be honest with you, on that.
Okay. It's interesting how I have interesting thoughts on these companies. Basically, what a lot of companies are doing right now is, and it's very interesting, is that they're going to customers, and I think you're a little different of a person. You're not the same, but they're going to a lot of customers and they're pitching. A lot of people are not them, but some of these agents are pitching the working capital program as an evil program. And I've seen customers that have said, "Hey, I screw this working capital loan. I'm going with this long-term loan." And then you talk to them 2 months later, and then they have four loans. So it's kind of a vilification. I'll follow up with my guys. I know they've been slammed just due to the end of the month, but I'm gonna see where they're at. So. When do you expect to hear from Deal Struck?
Well, Deal Struck's out. It's Funding Circle.
Funding Circle, I'm sorry.
You know what? I figured I'd hear something back from them possibly today.
Okay.
But I never did, so I don't know where they're at. I know my factoring company. Like I said, the only reason I even talked with Camino Financial is because of my factoring company I've dealt with for a couple years.
Okay.
Kind of has a relationship with that particular group. And I told him, "Well, I got a relationship with this other guy talking about you guys." I said, "I've done a couple deals with us. I'm going to check with them also to see."
The reason I'm kind of against these programs is, I think, and it's kind of weird, from a customer point, I'm all for them. I'm all for these programs. They're great programs. But from a lender point, or for the customer that wins it, they're great. But my biggest reason why I've really stayed away from these is that they can really alienate program customers. And basically, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, these programs are really the work of one-man shops or two-man shops who are trying to find, like, be a hero to their customer. But you end up pissing off a tremendous amount of people because you're working on it so long, and then you turn down the majority of customers that apply with you. So it leaves a very, very bad taste in people's mouth. That's why I try to stay away from them. So my guy should have some answers. Let me follow up, and I'll get right back in touch with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. I'll see what's going on here.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.